Coming up, Tom Walker, who will be singing. It's 10:28 right now. Now, obviously, when lockdown was announced, it left so many people worrying about their money and incomes. I mean, we had constant calls and emails and things to BBC Radio Newcastle from people really, really concerned and wanting to come on and chat, particularly people running small independent businesses. Well, that is not the case for Julie Miles. So Julie is a brilliant vocal coach who runs Northumberland Studios Vocal Ovation. She was left at the beginning fearing the worst because obviously students started cancelling their lessons. But as it turns out, she needn't have worried. So we can talk to her now. Julie, lovely to chat to you. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great, thanks, Anna. Great to speak to you.
Marvellous stuff. Well, when you first started, Julie, you know, in terms of the lockdown, how concerned were you? Because obviously, being a vocal coach, when you're such, I know people do things online, but it's very much face-to-face, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, people do get a lot out of that face-to-face interaction. You know, the way that I work, it is quite kind of touchy-feely and interactive.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I have, you know, I have worked online with students for years as well.
What did you feel initially? Were you concerned initially thinking this is going to be the end of my business, or did you know that you could work this out?
So I knew that I could work it out, but I did think I was going to have a lot of time on my hands, which was actually, considering I'm normally so, so busy, I started planning all of these things I've been putting off. But actually, I've ended up having less time than I normally do, which, you know, I'm certainly not complaining about. I really feel so blessed and privileged that the business is absolutely booming.
Well, that's great. And you know what? You can paint your stairs and plant your plants another time.
Exactly.
You can't do it all, can you?
Yeah, exactly.
So tell us how the business has burgeoned then. How's it been happening?
Well, I mean, I am in a very fortunate position that I've always had a very long waiting list for quite a long time. And I do tend to work with students who travel quite a distance to see me. So I tend to do, for them, I do longer lessons. It might be an hour and a half, it might be 2 hours. But in the meantime, you know, I've got a waiting list of people that would, you know, that are waiting for cancellations. The fact that I now, you know, people don't have to travel to me, they can actually have shorter lessons. And because, it, you know, there isn't the travel involved, I've actually now been cutting down lessons to 30 minutes for students, which means that they, you know, instead of having an hour a month with me, they can have 2 half-hours across the month, and so on. So that is, you know, splitting my time into smaller chunks has meant I can actually see more people. And for the singers themselves, it's kind of been a lifeline for them, because in some cases it's, you know, it's the 16-year-olds, it's the year 11s that have suddenly been left with, you know, just so much time, not knowing what they're going to do. And they look forward to that, you know, 30 minutes every week or every fortnight, because it gives them a chance to focus on something.
And you've had some phenomenal successes in the past, Julie. We've chatted to you before on BBC Radio Newcastle,
yeah,
but for
that's
people
right,
that haven't
yeah.
heard, just... Yeah, tell us about some of the people you've worked with.
Yeah, so I think probably the student that's probably the best known in the Northeast is Courtney Hadwin. I started working with her when she was 11 years old. I regularly do voice kids and voice showcases at the studio, and I put her forward for the voice kids. She then got to the final of that, was then spotted on The Voice Kids, and obviously went on to be the UK's one and only golden buzzer on America's Got Talent. We're still working together. She's working on her first album. And of course, you know, the same as everybody else, she's been, you know, that's been delayed because of lockdown. So there's the lovely Courtney, Ty Lewis, who's from the Northeast. He's just been on The Voice just a few months ago. And then, of course, the finals of that have had to be postponed because of social distancing. And then there's been X Factor. There's been, you know, more from The Voice Kids.
Oh, so, we still got you there.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Julie. Go on.
Yeah, so there's just been a whole host of... of just, you know, huge success in terms of TV shows. And yeah, it's just, I constantly say every day, I am just so lucky to be doing the job that I'm doing.
Right. Now, Julie, obviously I'm not going to sing on the radio.
Okay.
But,
I have heard, Anna, that you do sing.
Well, I do, but I'm a classical sing. So, you know, I'll sing a bit of Schubert, Mozart, that kind of thing, in a church, that sort of thing, in a hall. I'm not very good at belting. And whenever ever I try and sing pop songs or songs from musicals, which I do, my kids and my husband always say, "You can't do it. You're just too classical. You're just operifying everything." So I don't really sing that often. I'd like to know, though, how you do belt. How do you do that?
So the way that I work is that actually for singers to recognise that their singing voice is actually just an extension of their spoken voice. And so often you will hear singers almost, you'll hear a voice come out of a singer and then you'll hear them speak and you think, "Oh, that is a completely different voice." So I very much, particularly if somebody's got into bad habits or they're not able to get a certain range, or maybe like yourself, more on the classical side, so it tends to be a kind of lighter, brighter sound, I get singers to kind of get back into that, what we call chest voice, into that spoken area, and then actually start recognizing all the melodic changes that your voice actually goes through while you're talking. Because a lot of singers, they will be very, particularly pop singers, will be very, very happy in that lower range. But trying to get them into the higher range can be really tricky if they've built up bad habits. But if by actually recognizing that every day you will suddenly start talking really, really high. Some cases, that's you speak a lot higher than the notes that you're scared of when you're singing.
Gosh, that's it. That's so interesting. And I'm sure, you know, if there's any singers listening now, that will obviously work the other way around, because I'm really, really happy singing high and really, really unhappy singing low. So presumably that'll work the other way as well.
Absolutely, because already, you know, while I'm talking to you, I can already hear that there is a resonance in your voice. There is that lower resonance in your voice. And it would be just getting you to actually experience how that feels when you actually put a melody to it. I work either way around. Sometimes it is to get that, you know, to get that real kind of stronger foundation in a lower voice, or in a higher voice,
It's fascinating, Julie.
Yeah.
And just very, very quickly, just tell us how good singing is for you. And I just mean whether it's in the shower, singing to yourself. I'm not talking about being a famous singer, just how good singing is for you physically and mentally.
Do you know what? I'm so pleased you asked that, because it is actually the number one. It creates so many, we'll just call them happy hormones. It really releases such happy hormones more than anything else. Dancing is you know, the closest, but it's nowhere near the joy and kind of a mental health lift that you get from actually singing out loud. And this is why, you know, even online, when I'm seeing somebody that I'm working with, where you can just see that, you know, they are sick of lockdown, you can see it in their eyes. By the end of the lesson, they're smiling, their eyes are brighter. It's the number one best thing to actually improve your mood and mental health.
Brilliant. Julie, we're all going to sing along to the next song, Tom Walker, all together on BBC Radio Newcastle. Julie Miles, who runs Vocal Ovation, fantastic studios